You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Pierre Ferrand Cognac and The Bramble. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Yes, favourite time of the week. It's upon us.
This is the number one feature on BFM. I'm stating that right now. I think most everyone out there listening will agree with me, hopefully. It's Cocktail Corner.
One day we'll do this at a stadium with everyone's got a cup. Hey, we're talking, Dan's in from Bramble, correct?
Absolutely. G'day. How you guys
going? I did good. Good, man. How are you?
No, spectacular, actually, considering it's this close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Love and life. Yeah,
it's a tense time of year.
Oh, it's warm fair. And it's glorious.
It's amazing how the frequency just gets that much higher, you know, running into everyone? Christmas. Everyone's like, I've got to do all this stuff.
It's kind of a nesting. It's a bit of a nesting. Everyone's nesting at this point, eh? It's a bit weird.
Buying lots of random stuff for random people, yeah. Good old capitalism.
So heaps of reasons to get out and treat yourself to a nice cocktail. And I see you brought an egg. I spotted some raspberries.
Mm-hmm. Raspberry omelette.
Firstly,
yeah. Where am I going right now? Just smash them all together in a cup, man. Yeah.
Tell us about your bar. I'm curious about your bar.
Okay, it's literally a hole in the wall with a deck out the back and only hunger. And we're about to turn 10 years old this month coming.
Oh, wow.
And yeah.
10 years is a bloody good innings.
Maybe put a cover over the deck or something.
Why not?
Treat yourself.
Maybe a paint job.
I just had a browse of the internet and it appears that you are a cocktail expert.
I like making cocktails.
Can I say that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
He did it.
Yeah.
Okay. It is now. That's what it is.
It's out.
Time will tell.
Indeed.
No, but like if John's read something, it's probably true.
Yeah. Okay. The internet doesn't lie.
I'm saying it right now. So this evening you're coming in to perform the art of cocktail making and make us a cocktail, and we've got some sort of cognac which is new to us. What is it?
Okay, cool. So this is Pierre Ferrand. So cognac obviously comes from France and it comes from the cognac region. Mm-hmm. This particular one is an 1840 cognac, and the interesting point about this one is Pierre Ferrand got a hold of this chap called Dave Wondrich, who's kind of like a guru in historical study into alcohol, and he's particularly well known if you're a bar geek. Mm. And they sat down and they found an original bottle of an 1840 cognac, and they've recreated it from scratch to taste the same.
Kind of reverse engineered it.
Absolutely. Mm. Just like that. Ben Affleck movie.
Sounds like that would have been quite a sit down. it would have taken, we need to drink the whole bottle as
exactly,
well.
Exactly. Go back again.
Excuse my manners, I just reached for it and was like, give that to me.
So is it the French, is champagne same? Buzz, they name it after the place. That's just how it goes there.
Why not?
Yeah,
but cognac's coming from an area.
But cognac's not as like full on. It's like you can't call it cognac if it's not from that place. Is it like that?
That's exactly it.
Is it the same story?
Oh, very much so. And I'm Armagnac.
Good on them. Okay.
So this actually, I'm just having a whiff now. You can hear me sniffing on.
Yeah, that's great, mate.
There in the radio land. This smells really, really smooth.
It's also fruitier than a classic style. So
what is a cognac close to? Like, what would I say?
Well, cognac's like a really fancy brandy. So it's a brandy from a select region.
Okay. Thank you for giving me the silly dumb.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
And the nice thing is that some of the classic cocktails like Sazeracs and Old Fashions were originally made with this style of cognac. Mm, and of course, they've moved on.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, that's cool. I like that. Nice golden colour, I'll say that much.
Indeed, that's key.
Nice looking bottle.
Tick. Not great. Just, it's holding the liquid and that's fine. It's got a really big old nipple at the butt, doesn't it? Big one. That one's almost like a shot glass. Almost like you could turn that up the other way and use that as a cup in itself.
Just getting it in there would be
a conundrum. Yeah. So what's first on the agenda?
All right. So with cognac, I want to have something sort of nice and robust, good sort of flavour. Mm. And to that, I'm adding raspberries, as you saw. So this is literally the only time of the year which raspberries isn't going to cost you a house.
Okay, great.
On top of that, I'm going to mix in I've made an Earl Grey syrup, so like a sugar syrup with Earl Grey in it.
Do I need to just double check the raspberries real quick?
Can we have a look at the...
Just make sure the raspberries...
So the raspberries are in seasonal, so this is a seasonal cocktail.
Well, it's a summer cocktail. You know, it's Christmas comes in, you have a nice raspberry cocktail.
They are.
Yep, good. I spray painted blackberries earlier.
No, it didn't work.
I'm getting the Earl Grey notes on that Earl Grey.
What am I doing now? What's this?
It's a wine bottle. Ooh. I stored it in.
Right. What's in the bottle? I missed all this. I was creaming over the raspberries.
Earl Grey tea syrup, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How adult.
And the other slightly more interesting things I add is I'm adding rice wine vinegar for the acid, which you'll also get an acid in the berries, and that sort of adds a slightly different flavour than
the
citrus.
No, I do the same thing. I do all the exact same
good,
thing.
Good man. There's a reason for it. And the last thing to add, I've obviously got the egg. The egg is going to make it sort of foamy on top, which is kind of the aesthetics. Sweet. And right at the end, I'm going to spray it with absinthe out of a little spray bottle.
Oh,
and aniseed and Earl Grey tea both go pair very nicely with raspberries and food, basically. So I've kind of pulled that aspect in.
I'm feeling we're in expert territory right now. This is sounding pretty good.
Okay. Second time John said expert.
Talk us through it.
All right. So make it and talk through it? Or?
Yeah, make it and talk us through it.
So I'll start by cracking an egg and breaking off the egg white.
Nicely done. You've done that before. It's not as first
Some people
radio.
I know shoot the egg yolk at the bar. Yep.
They're bodybuilders, right?
The poor egg yolk.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I'm chopping up the protein in it, so I only want half the egg white. I tend to find a whole egg white makes it a little bit eggy on the nose, which is unappealing.
Mm. So it's like a clean glass sometimes does that to me. Ammonia,
yeah,
isn't it?
The same.
Yeah.
All right, to that I'm going to pop in 4 raspberries.
4? I could add way more. I just had one little one. I thought maybe you're going to...
Chuck in 5 for good luck. There. Your name's written all over it.
Oh my, they're just stain-tastic though, eh?
So now I'm going to add 60 mils of the Pierre Ferrand 1840 cognac.
Beaut.
A lovely French cognac.
Indeed. And the Earl Grey tea syrup, which basically I've taken a cup of white sugar, a cup of boiling water, and I've stirred it till it's dissolved, put in 2 tea bags, Earl Grey tea bags, 5 minutes, that's it, take them out.
5 minutes?
Okay. 5 minutes.
Wow.
So easy, easy peasy.
And the Earl Grey sort of adds a, because it's got bergamot orange in it, so it's got these sort of floral notes to it, and the tannin's also going to add a nice structure that sort of lifts up the cognac.
Okay.
We're getting in.
I'm just taking your word for it.
We're above our. Yeah. We're over our heads right now.
Okay. Okay. Is that. Okay.
Exciting.
And a couple of bar spoons, or basically, if you were to take a teaspoon at home of rice wine vinegar. Mm. See, all of these ingredients you can find at home in the cupboard, except for obviously cognac. You can pop out and find that at a liquor store. And absinthe, you probably have a bottle stuck in the back of a liquor cabinet you haven't touched
you
for.
You maniacs.
I'm feeling like this one at home is. If you want to show off to your friends, this is going to impress them. They'll flip their wigs.
Especially if you go out and you're cruising around the country and you see someone, just an honesty box, selling some fresh raspberries. Isn't that inspiration enough?
But are you saying that you turn up with all the ingredients and just add their raspberries to this particular cocktail?
I'm just going
to
scoff the raspberries and be done with it.
Great shaking action.
Well done, Dan. Very nice.
So, because it's got egg white, I want to get nice and foamy. I am going to double strain this just to take out the seeds.
Okay, so it's going through that weird whisk, and then it's going into like a real cute little normal whisk, like a mini whisk of a normal size strainer.
And you're probably...
Sure, that makes sense.
For those of you imagining this at home, it's taken the raspberry colour.
Oh, it's a hot pink.
But it's kind of, it's a creamy, creamy
raspberry. It's a pink panther pink. Oh, it's actually getting, it's more darker red than what I thought. Now I'm looking at it with my more face.
Now what's the name of this glass that it's going into?
This is going into a coupe, which is a very sort of...
A little two-door.
Yes, very much so. Takes a bit more to fill. So the coupe is basically, if you think of those old champagne glasses that they used to stack up and fill up.
Right.
Yeah, it's a...
Is that legit? Is that the ones?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty much.
Cool.
Just cocktails look damn good in these.
Sure. Elevated. It's very Jetsons. I like it.
Is this one of your favourites to make it the Bramble?
This cocktail?
Mm.
I've basically come up with it for today, and we will pop it up on the board for a week, and for the next few weeks, we'll basically make a new one and pop that up on the board
first.
For a week.
World first.
Oh, absolutely.
How often do you find yourself freshening up the cocktail menu at your particular establishment?
I like to have a new cocktail at least every week on the board, and we've got about 20 on the list, so we try to keep a bit of stability in there.
Do you find yourself...
Oh, a little flower's gone in.
Presentation.
Is that like a little mini awkward kind of thing on the Indeed. Spray of absinthe just to...
I'm just going to pop that over there.
I feel I'm always going
to... That absinthe spray was very Datura dusted. I'm going to empty your house out with you kind of thing.
So I've called this one Rhyme and Reason. No rhyme or reason.
Obviously the absinthe gives it that sort of licorice...
punch in the face.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But then there's like sweet relief, John. Pinky out, mate. Pop the pinky. No, the one holding the glass.
That's delicious.
Delish. Okay.
Yes!
The absinthe is mint on the nose.
I love... Do you know
is that edible flour, by the way?
Oh, yes. Yes.
The wonderful thing about this is we keep going into these weird, uncharted territory. I just didn't think it would be possible.
This is heavier than I thought, you know? Like, it looks quite fun and playful, but it's actually quite a heavy deal, you know?
I like complexity, and I like cocktails that change flavor.
It's very deep, I would say.
Tell you some stories.
Mm. I guess I had the first sip out of it, well, you know, after you've just sprayed the absinthe onto it.
Did you want to check your wares?
Probably. It would be appropriate.
Yeah, I would want to know. It's really nice, man.
The tail end of it, it's got a wonderful, a mouthfeel and taste.
It's smooth as all hell. Mm. The egg just slipped on in there, didn't it?
Mm. The key is that they slide down and then you kind of need another one.
Mm.
So like it's a technique we use.
There's a massive cocktail rotation going on right now. To the left, John.
Mm. 10 out of 10 for new territory.
Hey, let's recap, let everyone know exactly what was in the drink.
So, Pierre Ferrand 1840 Cognac, which can be found in any local liquor store. Mm. An Earl Grey tea sugar syrup. Raspberries, fresh raspberries for this month only. Rice wine vinegar, and then just a spritz of absinthe and a touch of egg white.
Ah, it doesn't just come together. Can get this at Old Mate's Bramble.
Absolutely.
Where are you?
Exactly. Onehunga, 284 Onehunga Mall.
Okay. Head on down.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in, Dan. That was beaut. Really
if beaut. People want to get the cognac, where can they get this particular?
It'll be A to Z Liquor.
A to Z Liquor.
Okay. Cool. Nice one. Hey, thank you very much, guys.
Easy.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Pierre Ferrand Cognac and The Bramble.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.